Shock study, nearly half of U.S. moviegoers still staying away from cinemas. By David Ng on December 3, 2021. Nearly half of all U.S. moviegoers are no longer going to cinemas in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, signaling a longer-than-expected road to recovery for the exhibition industry. A new study shows that many Americans are still too scared of the coronavirus to step foot in a movie theater, while other factors like pricing continue to keep people away. More than 2,500 people were surveyed for a study on the state of the U.S. movie theater business conducted by Quorum, a film research company, and other firms. The results paint a stark picture for cinema chains, which continue to struggle to win back audiences that have grown more accustomed to streaming entertainment since the start of the pandemic. The study found roughly 49% of American moviegoers are no longer buying tickets, with 8% considered likely lost, or never to return to cinemas again. Researchers also found women have returned to theaters in lower numbers than men, resulting in disappointing box office receipts for movies like In the Heights and Dear Evan Hansen. The data comes, ironically, almost 2 years after Hollywood celebrities flocked to social media to post coronavirus-themed hashtag stay-at-home videos and photos that range from serious to lighthearted to truly wacky. Watch below. Pricing continues to be a sore point for consumers, with the price of a movie ticket in major cities reaching close to $20. The movie experience has also left a lot to be desired for many consumers, who would like to see cinemas upgrade their screens and amenities. The study found that a majority of moviegoers would feel comfortable with cinemas requiring proof of vaccination. 20% of respondents said they would consider vaccine mandate to be an infringement on their freedom, with an additional 17% saying they wouldn't feel comfortable. The clock is ticking. The longer exhibition takes to address these issues, the more likely it is that non-theater-going behavior will be set, the study concluded. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.